oh, okay, this thing is probably not ready. All right, so right now, drawing, and I just feel like I want to rant, and everything that might be seen in my rant might make total sense. So it would just be very selfish of me to just keep it to myself. Honestly, I don't even know that the motive of me going to go and download on Anchor app right now. But I just feel like I need to talk out, because I don't feel so good at the moment. Yeah. What should I talk about? Can we talk about... This aunt is trying to play dead with me. There's an ant on my table. I'm trying to kill it, and then it got to a point it just stopped and pretend as if it was dead. Rubbish. Since you are dead, I'll kill you so you die 2 times. So let's talk about how hard it is to be an artist on Instagram. A small artist that's just trying to grow. I feel like Instagram will not give you they won't give you the opportunity to break free from that whole smallness, so to say, that you're in. Instagram is a very toxic place to grow as an artist, yeah, because I believe that on Instagram the algorithm makes it so hard for you to be motivated to put something out there. You spend hours drawing something, and then you put it up on Instagram, and then it gets a very terrible amount of engagement, and you're wondering why. It can have like 1,000 followers, and then you put out a post and you're seeing just 100 reach, and it can be very frustrating. I think one thing that has really helped me is that I just started putting out content for putting out content's sake, not because I want somebody to see my work, or not because of the likes and the comments and the follows. I've just decided to put out my work on Instagram without thinking of the engagement, because if you think of the engagement, you are really going to be sad if you are a small artist like me. The days that I check my insights and I'm seeing just 50 likes, 0 shares, 0 saves, it makes me feel bad. But there was something I now saw again. Somebody posted something. The person said, don't let Instagram... I'm just paraphrasing because I can't remember what the person said. The person said, don't let Instagram make you feel like you're not doing enough, like your work is not good, something like that. And don't feel sad because of just 5 likes that you get on Instagram. Because if 5 people walk up to you in person and tell you that they love your art, you'll be really excited. So why do you get sad when just 5 people like your post on Instagram? You see, I just feel like Instagram has really put... Not just Instagram. Let me not be as if I'm coming for Instagram alone. I feel like social media has put a lot of pressure on creatives. And they've like put the benchmark of success to be this amount of likes, this amount of followers. And even if your work is good and you're not getting a certain amount of engagement, you just feel like your work is not good. I'm talking like this because I've been there. There were days that I started trying to make my art look like other artists' work because I thought that, oh, okay, these people have this amount of followers and it's because their work looks like this. People like their work. So if I can just copy them a little bit, just try to find a way of incorporating their style into mine, maybe I'll get more engagement, maybe I'll get more reach. But then you just find out that when you do something like that, you're not happy because that's not your style. And I believe that making art is something that you should be comfortable with. You shouldn't feel like you're doing an assignment like schoolwork or a chore. it should just make you feel relaxed and happy. And then when you have to start finding and thinking, oh, let me check this person's page, what did she do, let me try and do the same, and you're not getting it right, you just feel frustrated. And like I said before, that's not what I feel I should be like. So right now I'm creating content for, oh, let's even talk about all the need to create content and all the activities you have to do to get a very little amount of engagement. So on Instagram, there are different things that you have to do. I don't know if you guys know, but you have to keep posting on a steady so that the algorithm will be nice to you. You have to keep creating, you have to keep drawing, you have to keep posting, you have to use almost all the features of Instagram, you have to post regularly on your story, you have to use Instagram carousel, you have to make reels. And it's that reel that I'm even going to place my tent at. So you see this whole reel thing? I don't even know what to say. A reel, I feel like Instagram puts more attention, like they promote your reels more than they'll promote your posts. So these days I've been trying to create more reels, even if I know that that's not something I would do on a normal day. I've been trying to create more reels, and surprisingly I like it though, because in a day, like there was a reel I put up 2 days ago and it had 1,000 views in just that one day. But if I did that for a post, if I put up a post, I don't even think I've had up to 1,000 reach, except I did a paid promotion for it. So I think Instagram altogether is just a merciless organization altogether, because they want people like us to have to suffer before we get seen, and that's not nice. Funny thing is that we can't even say we want to leave them. Some people have decided to, some people have left them, but me, I don't think I can, because in as much as Instagram is very terrible, that's where I get some of my clients from. So I can't say I just want to pack up and leave, because they are prospective clients on there. So that's my rant of Instagram right now. If I decide to share this podcast link with people in the future, hi. Honestly, I just got this application right now to just rant about the different things that I have on my mind. And when I publish this one, I'm going to start ranting again, because there are different things I want to rant about today. I woke up today not feeling good at all. So welcome to the channel. If you happen to hear this podcast somewhere, and have a beautiful day wherever you are. Bye.